And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys, and this is our post-opener show. We're falling into your grill, hopefully, with a little bit of venison.
You're so funny.
Again, I am not a avid deer hunter, so I don't pursue venison that much. I just like going out in the woods. But Barbecue Bob, you came back from camp empty-handed. But like you said in the previous segment, you gave your good spots to your guests.
Well, which is, I'm picky.
Yeah,
I will take a doe over a small buck. I just won't shoot young bucks.
Right.
And I don't need the meat that bad.
Yeah.
I got Tim Sobey to take care of that.
Exactly.
And if I was hunting for olive oil, I wouldn't need any of that either. But anyway, thanks to Alan Bob's, I have lots of good equipment, guns, bullets, bows, right. Arrows, and I do enjoy the sport thoroughly, but with my new career path, I'm just new enough, and I'm trying to work as much as possible.
Sure.
And I want to make as much money as possible.
Well, that's a good thing.
In my old age.
Right.
So I just took like 5 days, 6 days, something like that. But what worked out great is taking the motorhome. I was going to put my mule on the back because I bought it from Paul, my brother-in-law Paul.
Right.
And about like the day before, I called him and I said, "Hey, I'm really busy trying to get all this stuff loaded." I said, "How about if we use that new mule of yours? Because he's got a nice hauling trailer for it and everything." And he goes, "Yeah, I can do that." Fortunately, we did, because his has power steering.
Oh.
And going through those woods, articulating and careful and all that stuff. Definitely have to be on your game. But so we had a nice mule to take all our stands around with and everything, and to haul our deer back with, but we didn't have to do that. But if I would have.
Right. If I would, I surely could.
One nice thing to do is to roast a leg.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick a hind leg. And, of course, you're taking the skin off it. You're going to, in your process, I mean, if you field dress and if you process your own meat, of course, you're going to skin it. And then you're going to do whatever method you have towards taking the meat from your carcass. And one nice thing you can do is just cut those muscles around the back leg and just take the whole leg and, of course, buzz it off above the knee. And
with like a bone saw.
Yep.
Yep.
And now there's lots and lots of ways to cook that thing.
Mm-hmm. And I prefer it boneless rather than bone in.
Oh.
You could take it to a meat saw once you've got it done and cut your steaks out of it, and you get your round steaks, right? That leg bone that's in there. Continue. But I prefer it in a boneless format. I think it's a little more versatile for me on what I can do with it, and I can take smaller pieces of it. When you get the individual muscle, you can make a little roast out of it. Last week when you were up hunting, we had my nephew on who works at Olympia Provisions. He's the executive chef there. And he talked about curing one of those muscles, using the whole muscle and just dry aging it, if you will, with some salts and stuff. And he went through all of that. I won't repeat it again in this week. But if you listened last week, he talked about that. But he also talked about using those roasts, if you will, that muscle. When you come up from above the knee, you'll see a natural split in the muscle,
right,
where there's one on the inside of the thigh,
right,
and one on the outside.
Right.
And he just was talking about separating those and removing them from the bone. And you've got two really nice roasts, maybe even three,
because
there's a third small muscle there. But I prefer that, because then you can, there's just Lisa and I, there's only two of us, so it's a smaller meal. You can get two or three meals out of that.
Easily.
And
depending on the size of the deer.
Right. Now, I think that a great way for me, it's very lean.
Yeah.
It's very lean, so you've got to hydrate it, or you have to coat it in something, marinate it with something to get a little moisture back in that meat, right?
So I like the idea of boning it, because it is so lean. It gives you the perfect opportunity to stuff it.
Sure. Sure, you can do that.
Yep. And I think, like, if you wanted to use some sort of vegetable mix, a compote, something like that. And then, of course, I'm going to probably put it on a rotisserie next to the fire and mm-hmm. roast it slow, but I'm definitely going to wrap it with something.
Okay.
And I'm thinking a bacon weave might be perfect. Will your bacon be great to eat when you're done? No, probably not. Might be, but it's probably going to be a little overdone. But if you've taken the bone out of it and you don't put too much stuffing in it, it's not going to take that long to get it to 125, 130.
Right. Okay.
And that's about all you want to bring it to.
Right. Don't go much higher than that because it'll dry out.
Right.
Even with the bacon weave on it. I think that I would probably, if I use a bacon weave, which is a great idea, I'm thinking on a rotisserie, it might fall off until it gets seared.
You're going to truss it.
Yeah, you're going to put a truss work on that and hold it down. Because again, I agree with you. You don't want to eat the bacon really because it'll if you're getting the internal temperature, the bacon's going to be
Keep it for your dog.
Yeah.
Right? Your dog will love it.
Dog will love that. Exactly.
But I do like the thought of doing something with a little bit of cheese and some herbs, mm-hmm. maybe some ricotta, something like that you can keep inside it.
Right.
The key is to,
a Swiss or
to
maybe
wrap
the,
it nicely
gonna
so
hold,
it'll
or
keep
a mozzarella
inside
that's going to hold. It doesn't ooze out when it gets to temperature. But again, that internal temperature, you're only 125, 130. It's not going to get that hot where the cheese wants to move too much.
Well, aged Parmesan does a really nice job that way too.
Yep, exactly.
So once you've basically butterflied that piece of meat, you've got a nice sort of flat piece of meat.
Yep.
You have a great opportunity to sprinkle some fresh aged Parmesan on there, and then maybe I don't know. I might put some green onions in there,
asparagus,
and I don't know that I would run in that direction, but you know everybody's got their own their thing they're gonna do. But definitely some nice sweet onions and I don't know. You can take it in a million pesto. You can take it in a million directions.
Right. That would be with that bacon weave, if we're back to that, because again it adds the moisture to the outside. That works really good in a smoker too.
Absolutely.
Because you're not moving it then.
Absolutely.
And then you can just let that bacon weave with the seam, if you will, where the two ends come together.
You just sit there.
Set down and just let it smoke. Put a thermometer in it. And again, don't overcook it. But that is a great way to bring that roast to temperature.
And if you don't have a smoker, you had a guest on the show. You had a guest host replacing me last week.
Right. Yep. Brad Ensing. He was from Garrett's Appliance.
There you go.
And we talked a little. You know what? They're like everybody else, their appliances, there are shortages in the marketplace. They had grills and smokers, but
do they still sell that little stainless Tex?
Yeah, but he said that they're impossible to get right now.
Oh no,
you know, so
that's
but we
an
talked
awesome
about
smoker.
Yeah, right, we
you
talked
can
about
start
it.
At $400. You can end up with a killer smoker.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But he just basically said that that stuff's tough to get. But a smoked piece of rump roast, if you will, is really what we're talking about.
And I'm probably going to brine it too. I might go with like some red wine. And a little citrus and some like garlic EVO.
Right.
And just do something like that for 12 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
I know,
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, I don't know if you've noticed in the stores, but pork right now is really inexpensive. And you can get the whole loins, those inside tenderloins, the chops, you know, the big box, one of our local big box stores, buries a pork steak under pork chops when they sell it to you. It's kind of funny. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about bone-on pork chops and maybe a couple recipes for that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.